And welcome back to Sports Call here on Tiger 95.9, as well as the Tiger Communications app. I'm Javon Cutler here in the studio, and we are joined now by Justin Ferguson of the Auburn Observer. And believe it or not, Ferg, they let me in the studio today. So how about that?
Yeah, I mean, we can just do this one-on-one. It might be a much better interview, I would imagine.
That's what the audience, I think, is agreeing with you as well. It's like, you know, I'm always out in the lobby, as you could attest to, but this time JJ finally let me in. I get to talk to you. There's no questioning. Where's Javon? Ferg, Finally, I am right here.
Yeah, I mean, you are exactly where you need to be at all times, and I'm glad that bullying works, because JJ better straighten up. Because he's just making his show actively worse by not putting you behind the mic. So
I feel like I'm a hidden gem of the show sometimes. Like, yes, people forget
you
about
you are the Jarquez Hunter of the show, and it's about time that they just feed you the ball.
Yeah, I wasn't a 5-star recruit, but I was a 3-star. I feel like I'm not going to value myself too low, but I'm like, 3-star feels perfect for Javon Cutler right now.
Yeah, I think you bring a lot of quality to the table, and you know what? It's about proving people wrong. You know, JJ might say, and those guys might say, you know what, we developed you into that. We developed a 3-star. And it's like, no. He was just underrated.
Yeah, I was just underrated. I mean, it's finally great to be here. Once again, thank you for vouching for me, because not everybody vouched for me either. It's special. I mean, I feel special. I feel honored right now.
Well, I mean, I think I know quality when I see it. I'll just put it that way. And I think JJ can always do better in that regard. So sometimes he just needs to be reminded.
I've had enough of this. All right. Justin Ferguson from the Auburn Observer is here with us on today's program. It's good to hear from you, Ferg. I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. I'm not as exciting as Javon, but man, thank you for being here.
Yeah, no problem. Just keep an eye on this Braves game. So if anything important happens and I get sidetracked, you'll know that's why.
So look, we're doing the exact same thing. We got it on in the studio. We're pretty thrilled with hopefully they're able to clinch it and close it out here. Last week we were getting ready for tip off at Toomer's. We actually had a show out and about driving the station van around town, and I honked the horn at Justin Ferguson as he was walking around. I hope I didn't scare you too much, Ferg.
No, I was trying to figure out who that was driving, but yeah, I was like, I see the car coming up, and you can't miss it. I mean, it's got all your stuff on it, and I was like, oh, I wonder. And I figure, kind of like how you monopolize the studio and don't let Javon on the mic. I was assuming that you'd probably do the same thing to the car, and then it was probably you.
Were you with me in the car at that moment, or was I think it was
Ryan. I was not.
Okay, yeah. I was about to say that would have been hilarious if Javon was also in the car when that happened. All right, let's talk football, because Auburn played Georgia this past weekend. They did not win the football game, lost by 24 to now the number one team in the country. What'd you learn about Auburn on Saturday, Ferg?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, this game kind of get win as expected if, you know, look at these two teams in the lineup up. There were things that Auburn needed to do to keep the game competitive and, you know, have a chance to win. They didn't do it. They did a good job of slowing down the Georgia running game early, but could not hold off on the big plays. And that was a little bit different, because it wasn't a case of miscommunication or blown coverages or stuff like that. It was just guys losing one-on-one battles on the outside. And on the offensive side, you just can't. I mean, if you're playing a team as elite as Georgia's on the defense side, you got to take every chance that comes your way. Way too many drops, way too many drives that ended empty when it could have had a lot more promise to it. The running game, you know, people will be like, "Oh, what's wrong with the running game?" Georgia happened to the running game last week. I mean, they're going to be that good against pretty much everybody they play this year. But I thought the drops, I mean, you cannot expect to be a consistently good offense and finish drives and do things you need to do in the SEC if you're continuing to drop the ball at the rate Auburn is.
Justin, when you look at that game as it pertains to the rest of the season, what is something positive that you can take away as they, you know, there's a lot of teams in the middle of the SEC that could all kind of be spit out as the third best team. Once you go from Alabama and Georgia, it feels like 3 through 8 or 9 is all a hodgepodge of teams. What from that game can Auburn try and build off of as they go towards Arkansas next weekend?
I think the big positive from Auburn from that game is that they were the first team to have that much success on Georgia offensively. And it wasn't great, but I mean, I thought Bo Nix played well. I mean, the drops and throwaways taken away. His adjusted completion percentage is 86.5%. Against an elite team like Georgia, that is really, really, really good. I think Nix can obviously get better. He's not perfect by any means. He makes his fair share of mistakes. But I think the drops and the inconsistency Auburn's had at wide receiver has really masked the progress that Nix has made this season. I mean, if you go and take that volume of passes and complete a good number of them, I mean, how many balls did he throw on Saturday that were truly uncatchable? Not very many. And so I think Auburn's got the quarterback to, you know, be a really good team by comparison in the SEC moving forward. I think their running game will be better once the defenses start loosening up a little bit. They're not all going to be as good as Georgia up front. And I think Auburn's defense, if you can stop the run at a high level like they can, for the most part, you're in a good spot in this division. But it just comes down to, like, consistency. Like, you have to catch the ball. You have to make the most of your opportunities when you get it. And when you do that, you can be, you know, one of the better teams in the SEC this year. But if you continue to have these drops, you continue to have empty drives, you know, in scoring range, or, you know, having to settle for field goals, I have a hard time beating a lot of teams, because the rest of the West has their issues, has their deficiencies, just like Auburn. But they're also really good teams that are capable of putting up points and playing good defense.
Ferg, how would you assess the offensive line's play this past Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I thought the offensive line, for the matchup that was presented to them, they were all right. You know, Georgia did a good job of getting after Bo Nix in those later in the game, when it was kind of those big situations, and kind of a more of a natural pass rush coming on. They weren't able to run the ball. Again, I don't think very many teams are going to be able to run the ball on Georgia. It's a group that they're fine. I mean, I think that's the best way to think of it. Auburn's offensive line is fine right now. Like, it's not the biggest issue on the team. It can get better. It can play better. But you're not looking at it as like, okay, that's the reason why Auburn can't beat, you know, the Penn State and the Georgia game, neither one of those games I came away from it thinking, you know what, oh, you know what, if Auburn was better on the offensive line, they'd have a chance to win that game or hang tougher. I thought they've been adequate for what they, you know, what's ahead of them and kind of what they've got. They just got to do a better job of being more consistent. And so that's going to be a big key this week against Arkansas. This Arkansas team has given up a lot of rushing yards in the last few weeks. I think the opportunity is there for Auburn to get that running game going again in a matchup like this. They just got to step up and do it, because Arkansas is going to be tough on the defensive front, but they're not unbeatable by any means.
Justin, you just mentioned it there. You kind of took the question out of my mouth, but is that the biggest key for Auburn to walk out of Fayetteville with a win on Saturday, the run game?
Yeah, I mean, I think they want to be able to run an offense where they're not playing from behind and they're not having to throw the ball quite as much. And just run, I mean, like, I don't think they should be run heavy by any means, because there's a flood ball. I mean, but we have seen A&M over, you know, 5 yards a carry, Georgia over 5 yards a carry. Ole Miss averaged 6.5 yards a carry last week against Arkansas. So, like, last season, Tank Bigsby ran over Arkansas. That was his first big breakout game. And, like, this is a game where you can get that going again, right? It's going to take the offensive line stepping up. You got to get those holes. You got to get those opportunities. And I think the big thing for Auburn is it's just they got to get off to a good start away from home. It's an 11 o'clock game, yes, but those usually favor the road teams in terms of, you know, getting off to a good start. They got to kind of start clicking early and not have to play from behind as much, because when you do that, you can run the ball more. That is still the strength of this team. But Auburn's also at wide receiver. You got to be consistent enough catching the ball that defenses can't just load up the box and say, hey, beat us through the air, because we know you're not very consistent at that. So it's going to have to be balanced. It's going to have to be kind of a twofold thing. But, you know, if Auburn comes out and gets the running game going early, this matchup's pretty favorable for them in that regard. So I think it's just one of those things where, you know, you can't afford to fall behind too early, because otherwise you're going to be throwing it around again. And you can win throwing the ball more than running the ball. You did it against LSU. However, Arkansas has a running game, a really good running game at that, and they're going to be able to work the ball and work the clock a little bit more. And on top of that, you know that the wide receivers are so, and the tight ends and the running back are so inconsistent with their catching right now, that it is not a sustainable method to lean on too hard.
What's the defensive game plan for Auburn versus Arkansas?
Well, I mean, I think one of the things with this Arkansas team is that they are a running team, run-heavy team. I think top 15 in the country in rushing attempts per game, bottom 10 in the country in pass attempts per game. KJ Jefferson is a really good quarterback. He's hard to bring down. He is a running weapon. They kind of rotate a bunch of running backs around him and let him do a variety of things there. But, you know, this offensive line for Arkansas, really good. They really want to play tough. But if you can match them physically up front, which I think Auburn is capable of with their defensive line, with their edge rushers, you're in a situation where this game might not be quite as tough for you than people may think. Because you look at Arkansas this season, KJ Jefferson does not scramble well. He doesn't scramble often at all. They give up sacks in obvious passing situations at a pretty high rate. So if you can, if you're able to stuff them, get some negative plays, get them behind the chains a little bit, things can kind of work out for you. But if you let, you know, Arkansas get 4 or 5 yards of carry, I mean, keep making it in short yardage situations, they can make it miserable on you. Jefferson can throw it to Treylon Burks. They have a deep, they have a really good deep passing game that comes off of that running game. It could be really, really rough. So I think for Auburn, the key here is match their physicality up front. Okay. Continue to be one of the better run defenses in college football this season. And if you do that, you put Arkansas into some uncomfortable situations. You put a quarterback who is really good in some spots that he doesn't really, you know, thrive in yet in his this point in his career. And you can kind of turn this game into your favor. But it all starts up front. It starts with that defense line, those edge rushers slowing down a really good running attack from Arkansas.
Let's go to the back end. How should Auburn feel about their secondary as we've reached kind of the halfway point of this 2021 season?
Yeah, it's just an up and down secondary, like an up and down pass rush they've had this year. They've had games where they've looked really, really good. The fact that they were able to lock down Kayshon Boutte and slow down LSU passing attack after that, really after that first drive at LSU, showed that this is a really talented group. Now, they gave up some big throws deep downfield to Georgia. You know, most of the time in the game, they did a really good job of holding Georgia from really going crazy through the air and really going crazy on offense, especially in the first half. But, you know, it's got to be consistent. The one-on-one matchups on the outside, people are talking about Auburn's pass defense. They're like, well, they got to run more man. If they run more man, they'll be fine. They ran a decent bit of man against Georgia, and it still kind of burned them.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's just you've got some new faces back there. You've missed some guys like not having Smoke, I think, was big, you know, for most of the game on Saturday. It's up and down, right? They are a work in progress. They can be better in the second half of the season. They have shown that they are capable of having really good games, but they've got to tighten up. They have got to tighten up. And the good news is that this Arkansas team doesn't want to throw the ball a ton if they don't have to, but they do have a really good receiver in Burks. They do have a guy with a cannon for an arm in Jefferson. And so I think those guys at corner who did not have some of the best games last week can do a better job of stepping up and bouncing back this week. If they do that, they'll be in a fine spot. But yeah, up and down group. They have the talent to turn it around, but consistency is the thing they lack, and that's, you know, kind of the nature of this whole team right now, which is not too surprising because that's kind of was their nature at the end of the Malzahn era, and it's year one where you're doing brand new systems on both offense and defense.
Ferg, where are we at with the status and health of Owen Papo? Because obviously that's someone that Auburn would love to have when you talk about being physical at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I mean, every week they say he's doing more and more things and he's looking like he could be getting better, but yet he hasn't played in the last 3 games. So, I mean, that's something that, you know, it will continue to be kind of a work in progress. I do wonder, I mean, if he's 100% ready to go or it feels like he can go, he'll play. But this is an off week coming up. So if you don't play him this week, he'll get another extra week of rest, and then you hit the final 5 games, and he could be, you would hope, close to 100%. But the injuries kept him out for a while. He has been wearing a protective boot in some cases. You know, it's one of those things where I don't think he's out for the season or anything, but it's one of those indefinite kind of numbers where you're not 100% sure when exactly he is going to be able to come back. But if he comes back, you're talking about a pass rush that gets better because of his blitzing ability. You talk about pass coverage that gets better because of his sideline to sideline speed. And you talk about the run stopping getting even better with the way he can play next to Zacoby McClain. So it's a huge one that Auburn wants to have back. I'll be very curious to see what it looks like this week. If feels like if he's, you know, ready to go and this is the week to bring him back, you do it. But if it's kind of iffy, wouldn't be surprised to see Auburn holding him out and then trying to get him back for the Ole Miss game with that extra week of rest.
Follow him on Twitter at JFergusonAU. He created the Auburn Observer for $6 a month or $60 a year. You could be a part of the great community there over at the Auburn Observer with the premium podcast that you could listen to every week, two total. Make sure you check it out and support everything that Ferg's doing. We mentioned last Thursday being at tip-off at Toomer's. Today marks 4 weeks until the start of the college basketball season. What's going on in Bruce Pearl's world right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think their big thing right now is they want to get Walker Kessler back healthy. They had news last week that he suffered a concussion, and, you know, that's always something scary, obviously, because it's a head injury. Number two, because of the Justin Powell situation last season. You never want to hear that if you're an Auburn fan. But they seem optimistic that they're going to be able to get him back. He'll be around for the start of the season. But, yeah, this is just a team that's continuing to learn how to play with one another. It's a very talented team. I think there's a lot of people buying in, you know, nationally into how much talent these guys have. When you have a Jabari Smith, when you have a Walker Kessler when he's healthy, when you have an Allen Flanagan when he's healthy. And then, you know, I think the newcomers and the mix of returning guys, it's just a fun team that's going to be fast. They can play physical. They can play tough down low. They're just going to have to learn from one another. So this might be a situation where you get into the regular season non-conference play, since it is kind of a tougher schedule, and since there is some new pieces, and some, you know, and Allen will not be around until at least mid-December, might be a situation where Auburn doesn't get off to the hottest of starts, and people might kind of be like, oh, well, you know, is Auburn really that talented, really that big of a deal? The answer is yes, and I think it's just they're going to do a lot of learning in non-conference play and try to be at their best form by the time they get in the SEC ball. So don't look too much into kind of the results early on, but more of how these guys learn how to play with one another, how to play in these systems offensively and defensively. They do that to the team that has all the talent in the world to contend for an SEC title. Just, I would say, there's a lot of talent. There's a lot of hype. There's a lot of excitement. Be patient, Auburn fans, just a little bit early on, especially until they get Flanagan back to 100%.
I'm going to speak for Brooks here and the rest of our staff here in the studio. We'd like to hear about your Culver's experience that
you got within the last
24 hours.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty good. I thought it was a decent fast food burger, pretty solid. I'm not a big crinkle cut fries kind of guy, so I went with the cheese curds instead, as per recommended by a lot of people on the internet. Very, very good. I thought those were excellent. And I have not gotten custard yet there because I didn't want to kill myself last night eating too much. But I've heard nothing but great things about that. So pretty good little entry into the world of Auburn fast food. I think Cookout and Whataburger and Culver's, I mean, you've got three kind of high quality regional chains.
Those are heavy hitters right there.
Yeah, it's a good mix. They all bring kind of a little something different, their own little tweaks to the table. But I'm not a huge hamburger guy, like not a big burger guy. But those are all three of those I would say are places that I would like happily go eat a burger from.
So what was the crowd like?
Not bad. I mean, the drive-thru was wrapped up last night when we got there. It was me and my youngest brother about like 7:45. So we went inside and they were pretty quick, to kind of get us a to-go order. But yeah, you know, I think I would recommend probably from where I've seen driving by, if you want to go in there and check it out, you might want to hit it like around lunchtime because it seems to be a lot less crowded then.
When are we getting dinner?
Oh man, I would love to go to eat dinner with Javon, but, I don't know about the rest of y'all. You know, start treating your employees better and maybe I won't hang out
okay,
with them.
Okay, we need to set that up, though. I will improve on – I'll work on me, and then let's find a way to have a meal with you. I think that'd be lovely.
Well, I mean, bye week's next week. We can always come up with something.
Perfect. So if Javon is Jarquez Hunter, mm-hmm. is there a comparison for me?
Yeah, you're like a coach that everybody's kind of like, you know, having a hard time trying to figure out if he's the one or not. So, yeah, I, you know, you insert embattled college football coach in here. That's your comparison. You might be Jimbo Fisher this week. You might be Jimbo Fisher this week where you're just like, I don't know if he's actually good and he might be getting paid too much for what he's doing. And then it's like, well, every now and then he does something, you know, does something that's good. In this case, it was actually giving Javon his due. That's the equivalent of, you know, beating Alabama, I guess.
Jimbo won a national championship. JJ's show has won an Abbey. I mean,
you go. Yeah, you know what? That's one of those things. You might be coming back around. You know, now that I'm not doing a show anymore, we've kind of cleared the deck for you a little bit. You know, talent levels are kind of balanced out. So, yeah, you're Jimbo. So that's not a good thing.
Perfect.
But you know, it's good this week at least.
I can't wait to see you again soon. Okay.
All right.
All right, that's Justin Ferguson. He's joining us on the Auburn Bank phone line.